next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Christ. Wisconsin hosts Purdue on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, looking forward to, and we need to have a good week of preparation and get ready for next opportunity against a good Purdue team at home. So looking forward to this week.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty of Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Coach, running back Jonathan Taylor goes off for 249 rushing yards against Nebraska. When you have a player that's having a career night on offense, do you throw the game plan out the window and go with the hot hand, so to speak?
Well, I think that you, every game you just try to do what you can, and certainly, you know, if you're having success in one area or a player or a group is having it, you're going to lean that way. But, you know, to win games, you need to do a lot of different things. And certainly Jonathan's had a really good night and made some big plays and had some clutch runs. But you just got to keep playing and you don't know how the game's going to turn out. But certainly I think, you know, when you're having some success, you have a tendency to repeat it or try to.
Coach, does Purdue's offense or defense pose any unique challenges for you this week?
Absolutely. I think they're, you know, both sides. And I've been impressed also watching their special teams. I think all three units present very real and specific challenges to us. And that's why I think that, you know, it's certainly grabbed our players' attention and coaches, and we've got to have a great week of preparation to give ourselves a chance.
Coach, good luck to Camp Randall this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Coach. I was wondering if you could just reflect real quick. What stood out to you about Nebraska running back Divine Isaac Bowe, number 22? What did, as you guys watched video, what just jumped out at you about his performance?
Well, I think he's obviously, you know, talented, and he runs really hard and you know, seems to have good vision. I mean, he had some, you know, some patience, and then like I said, would finish forward. I thought he's a good back.
Yeah. Hey, the other quickie, I mean, what Brohm has done at Purdue, what is the biggest difference you see in that team right now? Is it a confidence? Well, what do you see when you watch him on video?
Well, I can't speak to the conference, but I certainly think that they or would think that they are playing with confidence. They're playing fast, and
yeah.
You know, they've got talented players, and I think that they're really well coached. I think their schemes are good schemes, and most importantly, it looks like the kids know it and understand the scheme. And I think there looks to me that they're playing really confident, and the reason I say that is it looks like they're playing fast, and therefore must be trusting themselves and what they're doing, and I think they're playing really well right now.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply call star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.